Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
We already went through Black Friday, Small Business Saturday. Today is Cyber Monday, but one day that could have an impact on your taxes is Giving Tuesday. That happens tomorrow.
And joining us, EBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger. Jill, good morning. Past couple of years, we had some COVID-related charitable benefits. What were they and are they still in effect?
Okay, so this is from the CARES Act, the big stimulus package, and tucked inside of that was a nice benefit for taxpayers who claim the standard deduction. Remember, two different ways to file your tax returns. The standard deduction, kind of easy, and itemizing, a little bit more difficult. If you claimed the standard deduction and you gave up to $300 to a charity, you got a tax benefit over the last 2 years. Again, that was because of the CARES Act, to kind of get us in the charitable spirit amid a pandemic. Well, those 2 years of benefits have now concluded. You will not get a tax benefit from giving money to a charity unless you are an itemized deductor. And that means that it's really about only 10% of folks who itemize. So most people are giving out of the goodness of their hearts. They are not giving for the tax deduction in this year.
I want to ask you more about spending this year, because obviously inflation is a big thing, and we hear about all these billions of dollars being spent on Black Friday. Not necessarily the best thing for inflation?
Well, I mean, first of all, part of the reason the numbers are so big is because of inflation, right? I mean, you could get the exact same number of items. You could even get the exact items that you bought a year ago, and the numbers would show like, oh, a big increase in the numbers because of inflation, right? Look, I don't necessarily think that this is going to really impact the inflationary spiral that we are in. But what I do think it will impact is people's personal finances. I am concerned that there is going to be an increase in credit card usage, and next year you may not get some big tax benefit to pay off your credit card bill. Or I'm really also looking at these buy now, pay later programs. These are installment loans. These are like basically new name, same old story, which is you don't pay this thing off in the next few months, you are going to get cranked with a massive bill with high interest rates. So I am concerned that these numbers are so big and that many people who are spending these dollars don't have the money to pay the bills that when they come due in a couple of months.
Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.